Hi everybody, this is Monica Regina Jones, and today I'm going to be talking about the topic on when godly desires become distractions. When godly desires becomes a distraction. So, I decided to talk about this because I've been in some warfare dealing with things such as I just turned 42 last week, and dealing with the desire that I've had since I was 17 of being married and having children. And I honestly never thought that at 42 that I would be, you know, without a spouse and without children. And I find myself in my mind wondering, is it going to happen for me? Don't get me wrong, when I see other people getting married and other people having children, I'm genuinely happy for them. I really am. And so there's no envy in my heart towards them getting what I've desired, because I know that what God has for me is tailor-made. I do know that, and I do believe that. It's just, sometimes in my mind, I'm like, is it going to really happen? And then I have to evaluate myself, because I don't want to end up getting into idolatry because of a desire. I know God put that desire within me, because I used to want to get married just to have legal sex. But now it's more so about covenant. It's more so about having someone to do life with, to do kingdom work with, and to do purpose with as well. It's not about just having someone to cuddle with at night, or have someone on your arm to look cute with, or anything like that. It's nothing superficial. It's actually beneath the surface of, if in the grounds of covenant, and something meaningful. So, I mean, I've had people tell me, I've had it prophesied to me that my husband's coming, and I'm gonna meet him at a certain place, and all these things like that. And I notice when that has happened, I'm bombarded with warfare. Which, of course, whenever you receive a prophetic word, warfare comes along with it. That I know and I understand. However, I find myself, I remember the last time when it was me and some of the my church family went out to eat a few weeks ago to a restaurant. We didn't have service that day. We just all got together and just went out to eat, just to fellowship. And I remember my pastor, he looked at me, he said, you know, around about this time next year, he said, you're going to be sitting there eating with your husband. And I just got real quiet, and I just looked at him, and I said, okay. And I mean, it was like, I wasn't really excited about it. I was like, oh, wow, you're prophesying, pastor, or nothing like that. It was kind of like, okay, if you say so. Like, because it's not that I think God is a liar. It's just that people don't know internally what you have to deal with, what you have to battle with in your mind. And I just know God has things he wants me to do. And I don't want to get off focus, and I have gotten off focus, because I find myself asking God, where is he? I find myself asking God, well, is this going to happen for me? Or is it not? You know, then sometimes I'll be like, God, I don't even know if I want this anymore. Like, it's just, it makes me feel discombobulated at times, to the point that I don't even really want to hear anything about a husband. But I always am celebratory with other people, when I see other people getting engaged and people getting married and people starting a family. I think it's beautiful. But I know for a long time ago, I used to idolize marriage. Marriage was like my forefront. All I really wanted in life was to be married and have some babies. And my mindset was like that for a long time. And it really was in my mindset so much that I picked the wrong people to be with, and I picked people because every person that came in my life, I was like, he might be the one, he might be the one. So I chose to treat them like they were my husband, and I was doing things with them that only a wife should do with her husband, and I was making sacrifices for them and as if they were my husband, and I will always come up short, and I will always get hurt. And I would always be, you know, I would get resentful, and I even got bitter because I was like, okay, I'm doing all this stuff and there's nothing coming of it. There's no fruit to what I'm doing. What's wrong? And I remember when I was about, I think I was about 38 when God revealed to me that my mindset was all wrong in regards to marriage. And my mentality was wrong because here I was abstaining. That was a great thing. But I used to feel like, well, because I was abstaining, that God would send me a husband. And there's still some people that believe that way. But I'm here to tell you that's very faulty thinking. And it's also a manipulation tactic, because if you really believe that God's going to send you a husband, just because you're abstaining right now, you're going to be disappointed. Now, we are to flee from fornication, as the Bible tells us. However, we are not to use our works to try to move God to do something or give us something that we desire. And sometimes a godly desire like marriage can become a distraction, because I really believe that God wants us as those who are single women, and it's mostly with women. I mean, y'all, I believe there's some guys out there that want to be married, but it's not bombarding their mind like it does women, because women have so many messages that tell us why we're still single, what we're not doing, what we need to be doing. We need to be more open. We need to be this. We need to be that. And it's like we're just bombarded with all these different messages, and it causes confusion. Even with some of these courses and classes, I mean, I'm not knocking anybody that wants to read books or take courses and classes, but at the end of the day, my mindset has been, you can't really prepare for a marriage, because your marriage isn't going to be like anybody else's marriage. At the end of the day, you're still going to have to go to God for the answers that you need. You know, it's great to take these classes and so forth. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you're still going to have to go to the Father to get answers you need, because they might didn't talk about something that you're facing. And, you know, and I'm really learning that God has to be the forefront in everything that we do. Doesn't matter how much we read books and take classes and take courses. At the end of the day, the Lord has to be the forefront, because he already knows all the answers. You don't have to figure things out. He already knows. So that's why it's a necessity for us to have a relationship with him, an ongoing, continual relationship with him, because we're going to need him as long as we're here on this earth. And even when we're not on this earth anymore, we're going to be with him, you know, hopefully, you know, we do the will of the Father. We're going to be with him when we leave these physical bodies. So what made me speak on this? I mean, because I've been wrestling with it in my mind. I'm pretty sure other people have too. And you're kind of like in a limbo of sorts, because you're like, should I be focusing on this? And Lord, I get lonely, and people prophesying to me, and people saying, oh, your husband coming. And, you know, and it's like you just get to the place you don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear any prophetic words about my husband coming. I just don't. Because it builds up an anxiety. And I remember I read a post, I think it was yesterday, and it was talking about how this man was saying how he once had a prophet prophesy to him about his wife was coming. And then the next thing, he started experiencing extreme loneliness, and he didn't know where it was coming from. he started getting anxious. And he thought about it. He said that when that person prophesied that word, you know, before that word, he was content. He wasn't focusing. He wasn't like, where is she at and when the Lord gonna send her? It wasn't anything like that. But after he received that word, he became very anxious and he started experiencing extreme loneliness. He started experiencing warfare. And he, you know, and it's nothing wrong. I mean, if you're speaking for God, as the oracle of God, there's nothing wrong if the Lord is releasing that word to you. But I think that we also, the hearer, have to prepare for that word that we hear and understand that warfare is going to come. And we have to guard ourselves accordingly. And we have to build ourselves and edify ourselves up in the spirit so that we don't get weary. Because I know even for me, like, I mean, having dreams and just crying to God, like, God, I don't even know if I want this because the warfare was so strong. And I'm just like, I know I shouldn't be focusing on this, but it became a forefront in my mind to the point that I was just getting annoyed. I was getting annoyed with the whole thing about a husband. And I mean, not for other people, but for me. I was getting annoyed. I was like, you know, I don't want nobody coming up to me saying nothing about no husband or none of that. Or talking about weddings or what, you know, what colors I'm going to have. Or it's like I'm just at the place. I'm like, Lord, I really want to implement and execute what you put in me to do, because it's nothing wrong with having that desire, but it cannot become an idol in our lives to the point that we're not doing anything and we're sitting up here like, well, Lord, when you gonna send them? Lord, I'm getting a year older and, you know, Lord, I want to have children. I said, but every year I'm getting older and I'm like, I don't know how long I'm gonna, you know, be able to produce children or, you know, and all those things like that, all those questions that you have in your mind because of what you've been focusing on because of warfare. And so, I mean, it's like you really have to be focused on what's important. I mean, it's really none of my business when God's going to send me a husband. It's not any of my concern. The word says that the Lord perfects those things which concerns us. So it's not for me to be anxious about it. You know, he said in his word to be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God. And I mean, the thing is, if I've already prayed about it, then I need to ask myself, why am I focused on it? And I need to understand that the enemy wants you to fall and he wants you to go out there and get outside of the will of God. And he uses your loneliness against you. And he uses your desires against you. If we allow him to, he can. If we allow. But I'm learning that I have to, you know, get back in my posture, in my position. Because the warfare is only going to intense once he gets here. It's not like he's going to come in my life and everything is going to be like, oh, like, you know, it's not going to be like that. The warfare is going to intensify, and then I'm going to have to deal with, can we weather the storms together? You know, can we be in the trenches together, fighting against the enemy and not each other? You know, I'm dealing with temptation and all those different areas. Children, all those things. See, right now, it's just me. And right now, only thing I have to focus on really is doing what God is calling me to do and him. That's it. I don't have to focus on anybody because I don't have any children. I'm not dating or anything like that. I don't have any prospects. So I'm actually at a point in my life where I should be content, but I hadn't been. And my mind had just been filled with anxiety, wondering, giving up within myself because I'm like, God, I don't even want to deal with this right here. You know, I don't want to deal with this wondering and God, what's wrong with me and all these thoughts coming in my head. And I'm like, Jesus, what is this? You know? So a godly desire, and it don't have to be marriage. It could be anything really, can become a distraction when you start putting it above the Lord. And sometimes you don't even realize you've done that until you're being super attacked and you're experiencing extreme warfare in your mind, and you're feeling weary and you're feeling stuck and you're feeling stagnated. That's when you realize, oh my Lord, this is warfare. And even your dreams, you can't really get clarity out of your dreams. Like, the Lord speaks to me in dreams, but for the past few weeks, my dreams have kind of been off because of the warfare. And I can't really hear God clearly. And it's not that I wasn't spending time with him. Maybe I wasn't spending enough time with him. But, and I mean, I have to make that honest assessment that I needed to spend more time with him so that he can calm my spirit down. I mean, he was calming my spirit down when I would ask, even when I would come to him and I'd be crying and tell him how I feel. And I would feel embarrassed because I'm like, God, I'm not saying you're not enough for me, but sometimes I just feel so alone. And I feel like people don't get me because people make these statements like, well, oh, she don't know nothing about that because she's not married, or oh, she don't know nothing about that because she don't have children. And I'm just like, that is so rude. And that's so wrong to make statements like that just because someone is not where you are. I mean, I don't feel that. I feel that God has given each of us a gift, or sometimes even wisdom, godly wisdom, to understand things that are beyond us. And I don't think that we should ever feel like someone's incapable of not relating to us just because we're two different individuals, or one person's married and the other person's single. I don't believe that single people, I don't know. I mean, I don't think a single person should tell a married person what to do in their marriage. I mean, unless God gave them a word, but as far as telling them point for point or bulletin points or whatever, what they need to do, I think there has to be some kind of, there has to be some kind of cap off with that. Because what I know for me, one thing that I don't like is when men tell women what they're doing wrong and how to be a woman and you're a man. And with that, I believe that most of the time these men are talking from what they desire out of a woman. But that woman can't be anyone but who God called her to be. She might not be what you feel she should be as a woman. And that's fine, because she's not your fit. She's not your God fit. So I understand that sometimes, and I mean, some of these guys are just doing it for the money, for marketing purposes and to make money. And some, they may truly care about the women. But at the same time, no matter how much, many books we read, just reiterating that point, no matter how many books we read, it's not gonna fully get us to where we're gonna be that perfect wife, because there's no such thing as perfect. We can be godly, we can be a woman of excellence, but as far as being that perfect wife, I mean, I believe we need to build ourselves up in the spirit so that we can be able to discern who that person is that God sends in our lives. We don't need to be so bombarded with our physical appearance, which I'm not saying don't be presentable. Be presentable for yourself and for God, not for a man to look at you, because there's more to you than meets the eye. So I'm just going to be ending this on a note to say, don't let a godly desire become a distraction, because it happens a lot and it is very prevalent. And we have to just guard ourselves from giving any place to the enemy, for allowing the enemy to have any foothold in our lives. And when we do that, and I mean, of course, we're going to experience warfare, because in life we're going to experience it, but we have to be equipped, and we have to build ourselves up, and we have to put on our armor so that we can know when to fight and when to rest. All right, that's going to conclude this broadcast. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.